So we say that Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim. He was onus al pi hadibur, meaning he didn't really want it. He didn't really choose it. He was somewhat forced by Hashem's decree. What does that mean? Well, more importantly, where do we find that Yaakov Avinu didn't want it, didn't choose it, and was essentially forced to do it? So there are different approaches amongst the Rishonim. The Archas Chaim learns it from the word Vayed Mitzrayim. He went down. It doesn't say Vayelech, and he went. Vayavoy, Vayet, say what other verbs that it could have used. Vayered implies that he went down against his will. Chasam Sofer explains, in Drashas Chasam Sofer, that if Yaakov Avinu would have gone down willingly, it would have said, Vayisa Yaakov. The fact that it says, Vayered Yaakov, and Yaakov went down, that seems to imply that it was against his will. So that's one diktik in the pasuk. Shpoyle Haleket says, Hashem says to him, Al tira merida Mitzrayim. Don't be afraid of going down to Mitzrayim. Meaning Yaakov Avinu was afraid, and he didn't want to go down. So Hashem told him, don't be afraid. And once he wasn't afraid, once he had received the promise, then he wasn't afraid. And it's all fits in because of Motzei Shabbos. Those that sing, Al tira avdi Yaakov, Vayered mi Yaakov, Al tira avdi Yaakov. Yaakov is not meant to be afraid of the great unknown of Mitzrayim because he realizes that this is all part of Hashem's plan. Haggadah Ma'aseh Hashem says, from that which the pasuk said, Vayered Mitzrayim v'yagar sham. It could have just said, Vayagar sham. And this is the Indian of the Yerida. Again, to tell us that he went down against his will. Meaning, here, it's not the meaning of the word Vayered, like we said before. Rather, it's Vayagar, the fact that it's unnecessary in that it comes from Vayagar Sham as well. Satmar Rebbe says that the proof that he was Anos al Pi Hadibur is because it says he only wanted Lagor Sham and not Lbi Mishtakei Hashem. And the only reason why he went was to accept upon himself Hashem's decree of Galus. And the pasuk that says, Vayomer Paro Lagur Ba'aretz Banu, is the Baal HaGadah saying he didn't go down there long term. He didn't want to be there. Rather, he went down because he knew Hashem wanted him to be there. And therefore he was willing to accept the decree and did so willingly. Question is, what were Yaakov's concerns? So Rashi explains, simply, so Rashi in Bereishis Memvav Pasuk Gimel, he didn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael. Like, who does? Like, he didn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laretz. Other Rishonim say no. Yaakov Avinu understood that his children, his descendants, would be slaves in Egypt. And therefore, he didn't want to go and be the cause of their subjugation in Egypt. The Haggadah Zevach Pesach, and perhaps we'll finish with this, says that Yaakov was actually afraid and for four different reasons. Number one, he was afraid of the decrees, the fact that there might be, that his children might be killed in Mitzrayim. He was also concerned that leaving Eretz Yisrael means that the Shechinah would depart from him. He was also concerned that he might die in Mitzrayim and therefore not be buried in Ma'aseh Machpelah with his forefathers. At the end of it, he was afraid. He was afraid of the Geula. What does that mean? I'll put them all together. On the first one, Hashem says, Kilogoi gadol asimcha shalom, I'll make you into a big nation, don't worry about it. The second one says, Anechi eredim chamitzrayim, I'll be with you, there'll be Asheras Hashchina with you. In the third one, and the fourth one, Anechi elcha gamalo, I'm going to come up with you, I'm going to redeem you. So therefore, Hashem promises him, Hashem, his protection the whole way through, and allays all of Yaakov Avinu's concerns.